Hello and welcome to Mindfulness, Music and More with me, Shalini Bala Lucas. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and to bring you the fourth season of this podcast, focusing on mental health and well-being. In this, the fourth part of the season, we're focusing on mental health awareness for students and young people here in Kenya. Anxiety, depression, stress, overwhelm and suicide are at an all-time high with the youth of our nation. I believe that we have reached crisis point. And we need to escalate our efforts in raising mental health awareness, reducing stigma, and increasing access to professional care. My lineup of guests will be sharing their insights and experiences openly and honestly. So do stay with me for the next hour as we talk about mental health and mindfulness, play some music, and meditate together. My guest today is the founder of Tizzy Talks, a health and wellness publication that advocates for enjoyable, healthy living and empowerment through fitness. She's a trained lawyer, currently working as a policy consultant with various developmental agencies. She's also a certified mental health advocate under the World Health Organization, and in this capacity, she has lobbied for inclusive policies in Parliament. In 2019, she was appointed as the first Global Wellness Day Ambassador for Kenya by the Global Wellness Day Organization to spearhead the celebrations of wellness in Kenya. This is a non-profit initiative that seeks to make the world a healthier and happier place by making living well a reality for all. Through her appointment, Kenya officially joined 180 countries in the annual celebrations which take place every second Saturday of June. She describes herself as intentional, creative, and relentless. Lois Mashira, welcome to Mindfulness, Music and More.
Thank you so much for having me.
A lawyer turned fitness mental health advocate. How did that happen?
It's actually a funny story. So when I was in my second year of uni, I was told about a big gym that had just been constructed within the university and that students had an 80% discount. So I was basically paying around 20,000 shillings for a whole year for gym membership. At the time, it was £200. British pounds. And so I think access to a really affordable facility that was very, very high level, like in terms of the equipment and everything, exposed me to a variety of things you could do to stay fit. And I sort of just fell in love with the lifestyle because I immediately felt the impact on my productivity in class. And even when I was finishing my law degree, I just found my grades also going up as well because I was able to retain more information. I was able to multitask. And actually, as I was studying for my law degree, I was also studying wellness, and I was really reading a lot of content because I didn't have money to like pay a trainer to tell me, to give me a workout program.
Yeah.
Neither did I have a nutritionist to tell me what to eat. So I was subscribing to a lot of blogs and magazines and just collecting a lot of information, which I guess in this day and age you call content.
Yeah.
And so that led me to have a really good understanding of healthy living, but from a very enjoyable place and from a young age, from the age of 19 years old.
Where were you studying? Which university?
I was in the University of Leeds.
Okay. And yeah, that's where this fantastic fitness facility,
yes,
sort of changed your life.
Absolutely.
So how is it then you finished training as a lawyer? Did mm-hmm. you start working as a lawyer?
Yes, actually. So I came back to Kenya to do the Kenya School of Law, which is our bar here.
Yes.
And that's a compulsory training for anybody to be certified as an advocate. So I did practice for about a year or so. And then after 1 year, I gave myself the grace to explore what I could do with my law degree. And so that's how I ended up entering the developmental sector. And I did specialize on human rights and public international law for my master's. So I really had an interest in well-being for people, you know.
And that still informs you. You still work in various developmental agencies.
Yes,
are you absolutely able to name any?
Yes. So I've worked with FemNet, which is basically a feminist organization. It's a membership that advocates for women's rights across Africa. I've worked with GIZ, which is the German-based developmental agency, working on a policy that's actually going to really create a lot of opportunities for Kenyans to get jobs. And I've also worked with the Kenya National Commission for Human Rights on the mental health aspect of it. So I've been with them in parliament, where we've been able to actually really, you know, build a lot of progressive positions of law within the current mental health amendment bill that we're waiting for it to be passed as a law. Yeah.
Okay. And do you think that will happen in this government?
I hope so, because depending on, I don't like to go into politics, but I think going into an election year, I feel that there's a lot of awareness around mental health that has come up, especially when you look at specific counties. Like, I can comfortably say Makueni, Machakos are counties that actually do have mental health county laws that are enabling people to get access to treatment, that are destigmatizing mental health in various communities. And so I think I would hope that a lot of fellow politicians would observe what's happening in other parts of, in their neighboring counties, and really start building momentum within their own counties and at a national level as well.
That's really interesting. You look at it very much from a legal and a policy level, which is quite unusual for mental health advocates. So often they come to it from lived experience. Yeah. Do you have any lived experience of mental health issues?
I do. I do come from a family where I have a sibling who has a mental health illness.
Yeah.
So I do play the card of a guardian when it's needed. And I've also had my own mental health crisis, right? So in 2020, which was the second year of the pandemic, no, the first year of the pandemic, I had a mental health breakdown, if I can call it that now. I didn't know what it was. I just thought it's a really tough time because we were going through a pandemic. We were not, I think at the time the curfew was at 7 p.m.
Yes, I remember.
And it, you know, I mean, there was barely anything you could do. And I had just started a project in Kariobangi where we were raising money for evicted families. And because I'm the one who started raising the money online, I was getting a lot of like negative feedback in terms of what are you doing with the money. And so that started building some momentum on cyberbullying. And so I was actually cyberbullied for a string of 3 months.
Wow. Okay. And what was that like to be trolled online?
It was horrible. I think I assumed that if it ever happened to me, I would be able to deal with it just because we've all learned how to cope, but it's a whole different level of, it's a different experience because you get into your phone and there's all kinds of attacks coming from all kinds of platforms and you're not in a position to respond to all of them. So what I learned through that was that hurt people actually do hurt others. And the biggest enemy is what's between your ears. It's your mind. And so you have to look at it from a point of, if you have no bad intention, then you should be able to at least discern what to respond to and what not to respond to.
And so you're getting trolled and, okay, there's an understanding of what these people are doing.
Yeah.
But how do you deal with it still? Because like you say, it must have affected your mind.
I developed, so this is where I came across mental health, or should I call a mindset coach called Jay Shetty.
Okay.
And Jay Shetty talks about a morning routine that's mindful. And he says that in the morning, the first thing when we do when we wake up, we shouldn't look at our phones, because when you look at your phone and you go to social media, right, that's like inviting 100 people that were coming from left, right, and center. I had to find a way to like cut them out. And so my morning routine was inclusive of not looking at my phone, getting into a spiritual practice of prayer and meditation, exercising, like really building myself first. And then, okay, let's see what the world has to offer today. And so already building some strong foundation internally enabled me to really like not allow the exterior stuff to affect much.
And do you keep that routine going today?
Absolutely. And although maybe on some days I'll rush into my phone because there was something that was pending the night before that I'm hoping that has been sorted out, I do find that on the days where I avoid looking at my phone for the first 1 hour, I'm definitely in a more mental, I'm in a better headspace.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's really born from personal experience as well.
Yeah.
I want to talk, there's a lot more to talk about, especially Global Wellness Day. But first, let's go to your first song choice. It's Better by Justin Timberlake, Ant Clemens, and Kirk Franklin. Why have you chosen the song?
This song reminds me of a time when I was living in a servant's quarter in Kilimani, and I was really, really broke. And I remember I was actually doing some job applications because I'm one of the very many people who lost their jobs at the beginning of the pandemic. And I just kept getting all these rejection emails, you know, unfortunately, we can't give you a job. And I don't know where I heard this song from. Maybe it was a movie. I can't really pick it specifically, but I do recall hearing this song and playing it on Shazam because it just made me feel like, you know, at the end of the day, better days are always going to come. And even in the specific moment where you feel like it doesn't get worse than this, it always gets better. And I think the combination of Kirk Franklin, Justin Timberlake, Aunt Clemons was so perfect. And I think they even performed it when, the inauguration? When President Joe Biden, yes. And they actually performed it at that event. And I think the fact that the song came out in January of 2021, I believe, was sort of a reminder to the world that we're all going through this really difficult time, but better days are coming.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road ahead. But if you're feeling lost in the night, it's okay to cry. Just as long as you hold your head. Cause we're on our way to better's ahead, better's ahead. It gets worse for it gets better, but better's ahead, better's ahead. Better days are coming, better days are coming. Kicked out, slept on, let down, faith gone. Waited for too long for something to lean on. You feel weak, just be strong. Deep breath, stay calm. If you just press on, press on, press on, you gon' see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road. Slept on, keep going, keep going. Shine bright, don't dim yours for no one. Keep going higher and higher and higher and higher. It gets better days are coming. Better days
on their way.
Better days.
I know
it's better.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More with me, Shalini Bala-Lucas. Lois, we were talking about your own personal mental health issues, but you are also a mental health advocate under the WHO. How did that come about?
So through my interaction with the Kenya National Commission for Human Rights, we used to go for civil stakeholders forums where all these mental health advocacy organizations come together and talk about what needs to be changed in the law. And a recommendation to be more informed on the advocacy aspect of mental health was that there was a training that was being done by the World Health Organization called Quality Rights Training. And the training is for a specific number of hours, and you're basically certified under human rights to advocate for mental health. So having a legal background for me, I felt it was very, very, it was very intentional from a perspective of, okay, fine, I do know what the law says about mental health in Kenya and globally, but then being able to do this course by WHO after they found that a big gap within mental health advocacy is a lack of understanding of legal frameworks from both local, national to international levels. And so it's basically a crash course for anybody who doesn't even have a legal background to understand what's the position of the law, what should be the position of the law, and what can you channel into this space to be able to make mental health something that's not destigmatized across the world.
So Quality Rights Initiative is something we've spoken quite a lot about on yes. the show when it first came out. And would you say that it's a useful thing for people to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? You can even dedicate, you can block out a few days of the week and just focus on this training, because what it does is that it actually gives you the tools to learn how to effectively advocate, not just going on social media to say hashtag I'm a mental health care advocate, but you really do understand how policy affects communities and where you can fix in yourself to actually make change that you can actually feel it, you know?
And it's online.
It's online and it's free.
Free, yes. Okay. We have talked about this in the past, but definitely look out for a link that we will put on our podcast just so that you know how to go to Quality Rights Initiative. Tell me now how you became the first Global Wellness Day ambassador for Kenya. I mean, you are a high achiever, I must say, Lois.
Thank you.
So how did you, this is really recent, it's 2019, just before the pandemic.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
So in 2018, around this time of the year, just before June, I noticed, because I follow a lot of wellness-based accounts on my social media, I noticed this hashtag global wellness. And when I tracked it down, I found that there's an event that's done in June, but it wasn't very clear when in June. So I said, okay, fine, well, let me do something small, because I was doing some activation events just through my company, Tizzy Talks, with different gyms to build their visibility and to bring the community together, because I used to feel that I really love this lifestyle and I want to have friends who also value the same habits as myself. And so doing this event sort of allowed me to create my own network of people. And so I did do an event in 2018. And then when I came across the hashtag again in early 2019, I decided to do my research and find out what this Global Wellness Day is. So I came across an organization, Global Wellness Day organization. I asked them if they have a representative in Kenya that I could work with to support them for the event. And they told me that they only had two African countries at the time that were part of the celebration. I believe it was South Africa and Ghana, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
And so having no representative in basically sub-Saharan Africa, they told me that they would like to consider me for the position of an ambassador. And after a few weeks, they appointed me. So they basically go through a vetting process to see your contribution to health and wellness in your community. And yeah, I was appointed in March of 2019. And that's how it started.
So what does an ambassador for Global Wellness Day do? And what is Global Wellness Day? Who was it created by?
Global Wellness Day is an initiative that was created by a lady called Beljean Aksoy. And she created this initiative in 2012, because from a personal experience, she had a lifestyle disease, a lifestyle illness, which she was able to actually manage through changing her diet, right? And so she felt that we really take advantage of how we can sort of heal ourselves through daily habits that we can actually incorporate that are within our means. So why don't we have a day that actually raises awareness about this inner power that we actually have as individuals? So we have days like, you know, International Social Media Day, International Family Day, International Sibling Day, but we don't actually have a day dedicated to actually asking ourselves as a world, as a community, what can we do to be healthier and happier? And so wellness being the intention of creating, of developing healthier habits on a day-to-day basis is something that she felt needed to be amplified in one day of the year specifically. And so second Saturday of June became a day where we were going to start celebrating this, this power that we have as humans. And so what started off as an event in Turkey, Istanbul in 2012 has now grown to be endorsed in 180 countries at the moment, with 300 million of people celebrating this initiative.
Wow, that's amazing. And what does an ambassador's role involve? What do you have to do here in Kenya?
So my appointment means that through my appointment, it officially meant that Kenya is part of the initiative.
Yeah.
And what I say is that we were able to paint Kenya pink. When you go on the website for Global Wellness Day, there's a map of all the continents with countries. And the countries marked in pink are the countries that have appointed ambassadors that do lead on the celebrations. And so it was a proud moment for me to see Kenya in pink in 2019. So my role as an ambassador is to bring people together on the second Saturday of June, which will be on June 11th this year. And it's just to ensure that the message of healthy living is accessible to all. So we do make sure that all our activities are free so that you don't feel like I couldn't afford to attend. And so we just make sure that you come in and have an experience of what healthy living means, and to also listen to conversations around healthy living. So my role is basically to mobilize activities, to get partners together who are in the same industry and have the same vision, and to just make healthy living a reality for as many people as we can.
Okay, we're going to talk a lot more about the event itself after your next song choice, but I just want to, there are a couple of questions that have come up. One is, how can we, because as you know, this whole part of the series is about young people. Mm-hmm. Where do you feel that Global Wellness Day fits in for young people, and especially young people here in Kenya?
That's a really good question. So being young myself, I find that this conversation is so relevant to me on a personal level, because as young people, and even with the statistics that currently exist, young people are the majority of people in Kenya and Africa, right? And so we are spending so much time on social media. We are looking for jobs. I've just talked about losing my job at the beginning of the pandemic, with millions of people as well. So there's a lot of anxiety building up among young people about job opportunities, about finishing university. It being an election year is also something that we really can't avoid. You know, there's a lot of like build up anxiety that we're all at the edge of the seat just waiting to see what's going to happen. And how are we managing that stress? Who is actually talking to us about daily things we can do to be able to just stay afloat and pass through this storm? And so Global Wellness Day is really an important time where we can all come together and talk about these issues, and then also interact with experts to see how we can be able to like endorse a very, very health space for each other.
Okay, so the event that we'll talk about a little bit later is open to everybody, but you feel that is also very relevant to young people.
I feel like young people should definitely come. In fact, in 2019 when we did this, it was mostly young people who came. It was young people who were asking all the questions. What can I do about my anxiety? What is meditation? What is mindfulness? You know, literally, what are the tools that I have within me without having to pay somebody to do that can actually make me feel like I'm in a more better headspace mentally?
Okay, that's really interesting. Okay, well, let's have a listen to your next song choice. It's Heaven by Emily Sande. Why have you chosen this song?
Oh, Heaven by Emily Sande reminds me of a time. I remember the specific time. I was in Birmingham in the UK. We'd actually gone down to see Rihanna for her world tour concert. And when the song played, I had never seen the music video before, and I'd never seen Emily Sande before. I think how the song starts and the musical arrangement of it feels like a divine intervention of some sort. It will definitely uplift anybody, whether you're washing your car, whether you're crying in bed. It's definitely a song that comes in with a lot of positivity.
Okay, well, let's have a listen. Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More, and we're talking about all things wellness and Global Wellness Day with Lois. And Lois, tell me, you actually started with Tizzy Talks. What is Tizzy Talks?
Tizzy Talks.
Which, by the way, great name.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So Tizzy is basically Kenyan slang to mean exercise. You know, okay. We're always told piga Tizzy, piga Tizzy. And I am a huge fan of TED Talks.
Okay.
I'm one of those people who have listened to almost every TED Talk because I really love to listen to insights from people talking on different issues from climate justice to women's rights to tech. And so I wanted to create a platform that people could be able to tie in the relationship between health, happiness, and success, because I truly believe that there's a relationship between wellness and success. I really believe that when we are at our best, we deliver our best and we become successful. And so Tizzy Talks is a platform I created to showcase that relationship between health, happiness, and success. So hence the word Tizzy Talks came about.
Okay, and is that still going? Is that still part of you still work under that brand?
Yes, so Tizzy Talks is definitely a company that I still run. It's a passion project of mine. And actually, it's one of the core foundations of what led me to be appointed as a Global Wellness Day Ambassador for Kenya. Because on Tizzy Talks, I really try to make sure that I bring in mental health, fitness, nutrition. Lifestyle is not just about everything affects our lifestyle. It's what we think. It's what we eat. It's who we interact with. It's what we listen to. And this is why I love this show so much. Actually, I've never heard of a show that merges mindfulness and music, because we don't realize how music affects us, you know? And so Tizzy Talks embodies wellness from a very holistic aspect. And I do have interviews on the website where I've talked to amazing people who can tie in the relationship between wellness and success. And these are advocates of healthy living who have been so proud to share their stories.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you really... can you give the website?
Yes.
Tizzy Talks.
So Tizzy Talks is spelled T-I-Z-I, Talks, T-A-L-K-S. So it's www.tizzytalks.com. And it's also Tizzy Talks across all social media platforms.
Okay, so that's really easy to remember.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Global Wellness Day, because you're having... It's coming up this week, 11th of June.
Yeah.
What are you going to offer? Where is it going to be offered? Who can take part? How much is it going to cost? Tell us everything.
So Global Wellness Day is coming up on Saturday, June 11th, and it will take place at Nairobi Street Kitchen, which is in Westlands. And it's actually free entrance. So there's no entry to access the event. It's all free. It's a non-profit event. And the reason why it's free access is because we want to really make wellness and healthy living a reality for all. So the theme is Think Magenta. Think Magenta is an invitation to encourage everybody to add color to their thoughts by developing a positive mindset. So all the activities of the day have been anchored on this theme. So we'll start off with a fitness class where we'll dance. It's going to be Afrobeats themed. We have Afrofit who will be running that class. We'll also have free mental health assessments, because, you know, we don't really understand how to interact with mental health experts. And so we'll have some partners who will be there on the day, the whole day, walking you through what mental health treatment looks like. And you'll be able to like book sessions and engage with them at a later basis. But the fact that they're there to speak with you is a very big step in sort of creating access, which is a very big aspect of sort of destigmatizing mental health. We'll also have what we're calling the Think Magenta panel, where we'll be able to have conversations around positive thinking. And this is where a lot of young people will be able to pivot themselves and ask questions to the experts, right?
Are you able to tell us who's on the panel?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll have Dr. Caroline Vundi, who's a psychiatrist and the host of the podcast called The Self-Work Podcast. And she's a really great content creator who speaks on these things on a daily basis. We have Aldo Oluoch, who's a counseling psychologist. And we also have Rotimi Peter, who's a certified A1 fitness and nutrition coach. And why I brought all these people together is because fitness, what we eat, and all of these things affect our mental health. And so being able to like really show people how we can basically change our daily habits to improve our thinking was something that I felt was very important. And guys will have an opportunity to really talk to the experts. But I have to say my favorite part of this event will be a spiritual element we're incorporating, which is a mindfulness and meditation session hosted by Shalini yourself.
Wow, I loved the build up. That was fantastic.
And this is the first time we're actually incorporating this aspect into the event because there's so many misconceptions around meditation, mm-hmm. you know. And I really want people to understand that meditation is just about staying still and really. I used to think that meditation is about not thinking, mm-hmm. but I listened to, I think, the founder of Headspace, Andy something.
Pladicom, I think.
Yes. Yeah. He said that meditation is about developing a better relationship with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I really want people to come to this event, learn more about meditation, and leave knowing that you can meditate anywhere in your own capacity. So I'm so honored and I'm so excited to have you run that segment.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it. And it's interesting. You're right. There's a lot of misconceptions around meditation. And that's the kind of thing that I'm constantly trying to get people to understand that mm-hmm. you can stand here and breathe for a minute and just focus on your breath. And that's a form of meditation.
Yeah. I wish Parliament could have this like as an activity.
So in the UK it is, huh? We actually advocated for meditation and mental health conversations in the UK. That was part of my advocacy when I was in the UK.
Amazing.
This is going back a while now. So yeah. I always wonder about Kenyan Parliament, whether that would be something. But also in the UK, in schools, mindfulness is part of the curriculum in many schools.
Wow. Those are the things now the mental health advocacy space in Kenya need to incorporate to that level.
I think we're at that stage where it's needed.
Yeah.
So it's really important.
Yeah.
And so this is completely free. And how do you fund it? How or do partners give their times up for free or and Nairobi Street Kitchen?
So this is where the creativity comes in and goodwill comes in. Global Wellness Day has been endorsed by so many brands across the world, you know, from Vogue, we have Virgin. So in different parts of the world, different corporates have been part of their celebrations. So for example, in the US, we have Virgin, we have Cosmopolitan, really big brands that do channel their platforms to raise more awareness about Global Wellness Day. We also have Oprah, who's endorsed this, DJ Khaled. Even Global Wellness Day was accepted as an initiative that was endorsed by the royal family at the time when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they endorsed it as one of the initiatives to look out for over the next decade.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I think really, you know, it's about the vision here. And I've approached very many corporates that have said, oh, you know, it's not in line with our budget. But then the people who actually believe in the vision of healthy living and living well will step in and they could either support it financially by covering the costs of the event, but there's no cash exchange that's allowed between me as an ambassador and a corporate.
Okay.
So they always have to finance an activity of the event. For example, Nairobi Street Kitchen are our venue partner.
Yes.
So they're giving us this space for free.
Yes.
The partners that are running the fitness class, Afrofit, they're giving us this space for free.
Yeah.
So all the activities that we've curated for this event are day-to-day jobs for a lot of these companies. And so they say that, you know what, on this day, because we support this initiative, we'll come in and we'll run this activity for the event. The mental health assessments are being done by Prometheus Kenya and Mental 360, which is an incredible organization that recently got funding from Meta.
That's Bright Shetemi, right?
Yes, Bright Shetemi. So I'm so excited and humbled to be having partners of this capacity that really believe in making healthy living a reality for Kenyans. It's really a great honor to be able to breathe life into this.
It's so exciting. So listeners, please, 11th of June at the Nairobi Street Kitchen. Before the end of the show, we'll share some information on how you can get more information through the website and social media handles. But first, let's go to your next song choice. It's The Sun Will Rise by Kelly Clarkson. Why have you chosen this song?
So I started doing outdoor runs when I was in Leeds because I signed up for a marathon and I read somewhere on a blog that training on a treadmill, like preparing for an outdoor run on a treadmill, is detrimental to your health, and that you should run outdoors if you're training for a marathon. And so I remember trying to create a playlist for my morning runs, and at the time, Stronger as an album by Kelly Clarkson had just been released. And so this song, The Sun Will Rise, played on a shuffle play. And weird enough, it was in the morning. And I think it just made me, it's so uplifting in the lyrics. I think for me, the lyrics of it is just a reminder that the dark days will always come. You can't prevent it, but the sun always rises at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Let's have a listen.
I can feel the thorn in your side. Your knuckles are bruised from a losing fight. One way down a dead end street, broken glass underneath your feet. You think the day won't break the sunless night. The sun will rise. The sun will rise.
Music and More with me, Shalini Bala-Lucas, and in the studio today we have Lois Mashira, who is talking all things wellness and especially Global Wellness Day. And you talk about Oprah being one of the people who talks about Global Wellness Day. And yeah, in fact, the quote you chose for today is by her. It's anything you can imagine, you can create.
Yes.
Why does this resonate with you so much?
Because on my journey in health and wellness, when it comes to creating content, everything I've created from the mind, I've visualized it. A good example is Tizzy Talks. Tizzy Talks was never there before. It's something that I created in my mind, and I breathe life into it by basically just creating it from a website, understanding what content is. Knowledge is content. If you have knowledge on an idea, that's content. This show is your content on mindfulness and music. And so I really believe that anything that we can visualize in our minds, we can actually breathe life into it by creating it. And Global Wellness Day is another example. There was no Global Wellness Day before I was appointed as the Kenyan ambassador. And these are now experiences that we can actually be able to have in our lives and be able to speak about what we felt during those events, you know?
Yeah, that's very inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, you've heard the show before. You know that we do a meditation every week. So today I'm going to do a golden thread meditation. So are you happy to join in?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So finding a comfortable seated position, closing your eyes or lowering your gaze, bringing your attention to your breath, breathing in and breathing out through your nose in your own time, honoring every breath into your body and every breath out of your body. And take your awareness now to your belly button. Just behind this, in the center of your body, visualize a small golden speck of energy. Slowly, this speck grows upwards through the center of your body, like a cord, getting longer and longer until it goes through the top of your head, connecting you to whatever higher power, whatever absolute you believe in. Feel connected, feel protected, feel guided. Then, take your awareness back down to the center of your body and see the golden speck begin to grow downwards, a cord growing down through your body, through the root chakra at the base of your spine. From here, it grows down, down, down to the center of the earth, grounding and rooting you. Feel grounded, feel rooted, feel centered. Sit with this feeling of being completely protected, guided, grounded, centered, and blessed. And know that this golden thread will be there to protect you for the rest of the day. But for now, slowly bringing your awareness back into the room you're in, back to your body, back to my voice, and gently opening your eyes. How are you feeling?
Very centered. Like everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. Yeah. You're guided. Lois, if I were to cast you away to a desert island and you could only take one book with you, what would it be?
I would definitely take the book Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty.
And you've already said that he really impacted you during the pandemic. What does the book have to say? What is it about?
So the book is called Think Like a Monk, and it's actually a meditation of training your mind to live in peace and purpose. And at the beginning of the book, you know, so Jay Shetty was a monk who was in corporate, became a monk, and then decided to merge. He found a gap where people were not staying still and making decisions from a centered place. Mm-hmm. And through his monk training, those are the values that he teaches us in the book. And so what he says is that even before you read, the first few pages of the book, he tells you that this book is basically like meditating because it's showing you how to train your mind. You know, the mind is your biggest enemy. And if you learn how to train it in a way that's guided, that's based on peace and harmony, then you'll live in a really better world, right? And so I think discovering his book during the pandemic and reading it has been a joy for me. Some of the things that I've learned are you know, like he talks about an experience he had in the ashram where the spiritual leader asked him what he could see in a mirror that had a lot of dust. And so he says that he can't see anything. And when the monk wiped the dust off, then Jay said that he could see himself. And so that's the first teaching we learn, that in society, we really get to see ourselves through people's eyes, but we don't stay still and get a better understanding of who we are, you know?
Wow. Very powerful. Okay, great. And then what song would you choose?
I would choose New Again by Kanye.
Okay,
by Kanye West. So off his new album, Donda, this song, New Again, is like I feel like it recharges my spirit. And I feel like every time I listen to it, I always feel different. So it's always an experience of okay, you know what, let's shake it off. Things will be fine. And I could be going through anything. So in the situation where I'm in an island and I'm by myself and I don't know what to do, and every day will, and there's no way I can stop the days from coming, I feel like the song would remind me that it's a new day. Your soul can be renewed. Your mind can be recharged.
Amazing. Okay, yeah. We'll definitely play that for you. And then your luxury item.
My luxury item would be my Nike running shoes. Okay. Because I will need to stay fit on the island.
Of course, yes.
So that's what I would use to run.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks so much, Lois. I'd like to present you with my book, Happiness Isn't Simply a Mindset Shift, as a thank you for appearing on the show. To all my listeners, this book is now available at Textbook Center and Raffle Books in Kenya and Amazon worldwide. Please also follow me for more mental health tips, mindfulness meditations, and lots more on my social media at Just Joom, JustJhoom. Lois, I'm very excited to be coming to the Global Wellness Day and, of course, doing the mindfulness and meditation session. But how can people reach you about Global Wellness Day, and what's the kind of final message you'd like to share with our listeners today?
So you can find us on Instagram at Global Wellness Day KE. That's the Kenyan page. And this is also available on Facebook as well. We even have an event on Facebook that we set up. So you can just find that as at Global Wellness Day KE as well. And you'll be able to find information about the venue. Of course, we've said it's Nairobi Street Kitchen. It's free entrance. And we do start at 8:30 up until 3 p.m. And it's going to be a really positive day. I feel like we all just need to meet on a very positive headspace, right? And this is what especially you'll be able to present with us through the guided meditation. Thank you so much for your book. I can't wait to read it. It's definitely going to be by my bed. And I really hope guys come through and, you know, get to celebrate wellness with 180 countries, you know.
Amazing. I do have a couple of questions and a comment, actually. I'm on at 11 o'clock, I think, on the day.
Yeah.
But I'll be there from the beginning because I'm going to be there for the whole day and actually immerse myself in this day, because I think that's
experience.
Yeah, you can probably pop in for one session or two, but you can also immerse yourself, whatever you decide.
Mm-hmm.
It's Think Magenta, which feels very feminine. Are men allowed as well?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons why a lot of the activities are led by men is because I want men to know that they should be part of this conversation. Our MC, I'm so excited to have Mike Oshiro as our MC. He's a human rights advocate. He's an MC by profession. He is a human rights lawyer as well. And he's an ADHD champion. So Mike Oshiro is somebody who will get a lot of men coming for this event. And if you're a man listening to this, please come. I know this event is branded Pink Magenta. It's definitely an event for men and women. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we'll definitely see you there. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
To all my listeners, if you or someone you know is struggling with any mental health issues, please do seek professional help, whether that be the counselor or your doctor. You can also open up and share your feelings and mental health issues anonymously without fear of judgment on Bonga, www.bonga.or.ke. This is a safe space where you can start the healing process. To play out the show, Lois's final song choice, New Again by Kanye West. I'm Charlene Bala-Lucas. I'm grateful to all of you for your time today. Thank you for listening. And until next week, stay happy, be mindful.
If I hit you with a WYD, you better not hit me with a HEY. It better be like, hi, with a bunch of eyes, or hey, with a bunch of Y's. I lit 100 lies, so that mean I had 100 wives, and I am just simply high off life for 100 times. Never let nobody curb me, that don't deserve me. Should I really bought the Burberry last Thursday? Wear a different color jersey every Thursday. Posting me in Malibu, you posting pics in Jersey. It's to lay me or play me, a bigger flex though. Cause you know you never live up to my ex though. If we dive, it's the deep end, baby let's go. Or be gone by the weekend, baby XO. Most insane out of body experience. And I repent for everything I'ma do again. I accept. And I repent for everything I'ma do again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your mercy. Make me know. Make me know again. Make me know again. Make me know again. Make me know again. I repent for
If you take the ride, please don't close your eyes, In the den of thieves, every man disguised, Keep your mask on, keep it sanitized, It's a roller coaster, keep your hands aside, Wanna bring your pain, remember this advice, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, He gon' part the ties, he gon' part the skies, Did it for the fame, remember this advice, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, He gon' part the ties, he gon' part the skies, When they start to lie, remember this advice, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, When they start to lie, remember this advice, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize,